Good afternoon, Petersburg. You're listening to... My name's Matt Lenhart. I'm in the studio today with my son, Ian. And this is Street Beat. It's a bit of an abbreviated show. And we're going to get started with some Franklin's Tower while I call up Viking Travel and get the status on the afternoon jet. Hope you enjoy.
Save the child who rings that bell. My heaven do ring, baby, you can't never tell. Night by night, one watch by day. You get confused, listen to the music play. Thank you.
come to laugh the past away. Some got to make it just one more day. Whichever way your pleasure tends, if you plant ice, you're gonna harvest. Roll away, ba-doo. Roll away, ba-doo. I'll tell you where the four winds stay, like 14 hounds that I have seen. Wildflower seed in the sand and weir, and if I withdraw you home again.
That was Franklin's Tower, Grateful Dead, live from Red Rocks, in Colorado. And that was, what a date. It was 7/8/78. And sometimes when those things lined up, you know, like great venue, the Dead sometimes just didn't deliver. But this time they did. Wonderful venue and a magical date. And it's a great show. And it's available commercially, so look it up if you like it. And I think you're going to hear one more track from that album later on in the show. My name is Matt Lenhart. I'm your host today for Street Beat with my son, Ian. So today is my birthday. So I am celebrating one more year around the, you know, one more year around the block. And I think Franklin's Tower was a good way, good celebration piece to kick off. There's not a whole lot of meaning tied to a lot of these. They're just, I'm reaching back some of them from high school, and some of them are like new for me, like as I branch out and listen to some contrasting styles. Really, I do. So the next one is kind of an example of that. Someone who's playing, I really like, wow, they're a great electric guitar player and a lot of finesse. And I like what he does with layering, and it's Bill Frisell, and the piece is called Pretty Stars. Thank you.
familiar faces in an empty window pane. Listening for the secret,
searching for the sound.
But I could only hear the preacher and the baying of his hounds. Willow sky, well, I often wonder why they say love your brother, but you will catch it when you try.
morning when I wake, and the sun is coming through. Oh, you fill my lungs with sweetness, and you fill my head with you. Shall I write it in a letter? Shall I try to get it down? Oh, you fill my head with pieces of a song I can't get out. Can I be close to you? Ooh, ooh. Can I be close to you? Ooh, ooh. Can I take it to a moment where the fields are painted gold? Trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world is sleeping, but my world is here. Can I be close to
Pretty Stars by Bill Frisell. Unbroken Chain from The Grateful Dead, and that's off the album From Mars Hotel. And Bloom from The Paper Kites. I'm Matt Linhart, and this is Street Beat. Pardon me. I'm playing some favorite songs because it's my birthday. It's not all going to be The Grateful Dead, but good. Some select tracks, yes, but here's some other ones that I like from other genres and venues. This is Quincy Jones's Love and Peace. I think it's a classic 1969, maybe 1970 album. It's called Walking Space. So this, the track is Love and Peace. That was The Music Never Stopped by the Grateful Dead from May 22nd, 1977 at the Hollywood Sportatorium in Florida. Where was that? That was Pembroke Pines? Yeah, Pembroke Pines, Florida, Hollywood Sportatorium. Not a fancy venue. I think it's a hockey arena or something. And before that was the classic Tom Sawyer. I became a Rush fan when I was in high school, thanks to a couple friends from out of town. And they've kind of been one of my favorites right up there, one of my top bands. And fortunately, we're going to go see them. My family's going to go see their tour in Seattle in October. And really looking forward to that. And before that was the classic track by Quincy Jones called Love and Peace off of the album Walking in Space. I think it's roughly 1969. Really good album. Moving on with my favorites. This is something in the last couple of years I started listening to more smooth jazz? I don't like the label. I'll tell you, I don't like the label. But I kind of like some of the musicianship I hear out of the players. But this is Pat Metheny. And it's a track from his album called Still Life back in 1987. And this is called Last Train Home. Thank you. That was Last Train Home by the Pat Metheny Group.
We're an Irish band. We come from Dublin City, Ireland. Like all cities, it has its good, it has its bad. This is a song called Bad.
Throw away.
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked all the way across the USA. She could hear the satellite coming down. Pretty soon she was in London town. The Wembley Stadium and all the people went do, 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 do. Thank you. God bless you.
That was U2's Live Aid performance in Wembley Stadium, July 13th, 1985. And if you're a U2 fan and haven't looked that one up on YouTube, then I really recommend you do that. Or if you're just a casual U2 fan or a fan of the 80s, you know, look it up. It's quite a moment. And you might find it as a relief to what you see on video right now with what's going on in the world. People can get together and do hopeful things. Okay. In the 20 minutes or so, 15 plus we have left, I'm going to stick in a couple long tracks, I hope. Let's see, 10 to 21. Yeah, there's songs I have to skip just for time, but one I'm not going to skip is this, one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. It's called Terrapin Station. I don't know if I've ever played it on this show because it's about 11 minutes long, but it's a story song. It's got different parts to it, and this is recording from that magical month of May 1977 on the East Coast, Grateful Dead, May 28th, 1977 in Hartford, Connecticut. And here's Terrapin Station.
much too wise. Strategy was a strength and not disaster.
Thank you.
My name's Matt Lenhardt, and I've been in the studio today with my son Ian for the Street Beat Show, and I've just given you some of my favorites out there. And thank you for listening. And hey, we just about made it through January. Isn't that something? On to February, right? We're going to close out the show with Eyes of the World, live at Red Rocks, July 8th, 1978. And hope you have a good rest of your day, and peace out.
Wondering where the love that she wins brings a mile of